This story is read by Polly Lament of Perth Academy. Sergeant David Drummond, service number 14123 of the 7th Battalion, Royal Dublin Fusiliers. David Drummond was born in St. Martin's on the 18th of August, 1883. He was the seventh of 10 children born to David and Eliza Drummond, who had married on the 25th of October, 1872 in St. Martin's. By the time of the 1891 census, when David was 8, the family was living at House and Shop in St. Martin's, and his family was a tailor and a clothier. By 1901, David was no longer living at home. He had finished his education at Perth Academy, and it is likely that he was in London studying to join the civil service. He lived there for some years before transferring to Dublin. In 1911, David, now 26, was boarding with the McCormack family and was a civil servant, 2nd Division Clerk, working in the Irish Land Commission. At the outbreak of World War I, David had been in Dublin for 8 years. In September 1914, he enlisted in the 1st Battalion, the Royal Dublin Fusiliers, and saw service in the Near East with the 10th Division. He later transferred to the 7th Battalion, but still with the 10th Division. He quickly rose through the ranks, and by September 1916, he was a sergeant. In October 1915, after their withdrawal from Gallipoli, where they had lost 3,000 men, the 10th Division landed at Salonika and reorganised before being sent to the Serbian mountains to try to stem a Bulgarian advance. The 7th Battalion was sent to the Struma River in September 1916 to establish a line across the river against the Bulgarians. Despite gaining a foothold at first, the Allies were forced back to their own side of the river. On the 23rd of September 1916, they tried again to take the village of Kara Ded Godre Sirbala, but were forced back in the face of fierce opposition. The following is an extract from the 7th Battalion Royal Dublin Fusiliers War Diary of the 23rd of September 1916. Major Wilson is ordered to action, take and burn the village of Bala and retire, with 250 men of the battalion supported by flank parties of 100 6th Battalion on right and 50 6th Battalion on left, each with two Lewis guns. After 1 hour slow bombardment, Major Wilson moved out in two lines of 100 and 150 men at a distance of 100 yards on a front of about 350 yards at 1600 hours. The attack was not opposed till the advance had proceeded about 800 yards and was about 700 yards from the village when heavy rifle fire and machine gun fire was opened on them from trenches in front and on either flank of the village. The line advanced by rushes for another 300 yards, but they were becoming enfiladed by machine gun fire from the right, which must have been well concealed as the flanking party of 6th Battalion do not appear to have engaged it. The forward observation officer tried to get the artillery onto it, but firstly, the instructions were that their use of shell was limited, and later the breaking of the wires failed the attempt. Major Wilson and later Captain Fletcher having been wounded, the command devolved on Captain Lecoq, who just prior to being hit himself, finding it impossible to cope with the fire directed on them from an estimated force of 100 to 200 men and 6 machine guns, all well concealed, ordered the retirement about 17-15 hours. David Drummond was killed in action on the 23rd of September 1916. During this assault near the River Struma and south of the village of Bala, he is buried in Plot 4, Row B, Grave 7 of Struma Military Cemetery, which is situated on the main road between Thessalonica, Greece, and Serres in Bulgaria. The land on which these cemeteries stand was a free gift from the Greek people as a resting place for all those Allied armies who fell between 1914 and 1918. David was 33 years old. He was awarded the Star of Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.